Now, renowned interdisciplinary artist Virginia Kieft shared stories of country, memory, and cultural connection through her works. She explores these themes through various art forms such as weaving, sculpture, and painting. And she's also a finalist in the Northern Territory Indigenous Art Awards. To tell us more about her works, Virginia Kieft is here with us today. Hi, Virginia.
Oh, good morning, Ellie. Thanks for having me.
That's a pleasure. Now, your family, the Murawari language and culture, inform your art so much. What elements do you find you are most drawn to?
Yeah, so the work that is currently in the National Indigenous Art Awards is a work called Panumpi Mudjam Gurawaja, which translates in Murawari to remember the flying fox in the gum tree. So flying foxes are a really important animal to me. They're quite special, but you know, they have a deeper meaning for me. So on the surface, there's this wonderful figurative representation of flying foxes, but they really speak to stories of kinship and the connections to place and cultural memory that I share with my family.
Mm, and they're very cute as well.
They are so cute.
Cuter than, I don't actually like flying. I mean, I don't know whether they're flying foxes or bats in my area, but I don't like them coming pooing on my car. Are they the same thing?
They are exactly the same thing. They certainly are. And they really do spend quite a lot of time in our suburban areas. You know, we see them often, you know, the really big ones, that they are grey-headed flying foxes that we see flying over our suburban areas, you know, and they really are, you know, a sight that we kind of come to take for granted in some ways. They're incredibly important animals for, you know, the ecological safety of country. They pollinate a lot of native plants, so we wouldn't do so well without them.
Mm, yes, well, that's
true. But
they
do ruin the JUCO on the car.
That's right. Now, weaving is a very old art form, likely tens of thousands of years. Do you try to stay as true to tradition as possible, or do you make it more contemporary, you know, adapt it to your way of thinking?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And as a contemporary artist, this is something that I work with all the time, you know, finding ways to continue that connection to cultural place and story. And, you know, for weaving for me is much more than just a skill. You know, it really is a form of storytelling, and the stories that we tell really do become embedded into the fibres and the ways that the sculptures kind of evolve. But I do pull away from traditional ways of making in the way that, you know, for me, I don't live on country. I have spent my adult life on beautiful Dharawal country where I raise my kids and do my art making here. And really, you know, my artwork speaks to the continuity of culture, but through contemporary ways of making, you know, and so the flying foxes and the ways that these particular animals, they really symbolise that connection to family. Flying foxes don't live on their own. They really rely on that connectivity with others. You know, they're a symbol of kinship and that sort of constant way that we show up for each other in the same way that the flying foxes do.
Yeah, that's nice. Now, in addition to your art history, you are also a producer for Bangawara Art Yarns, or Yams, is it? Yams. For older and elder mob, and also host workshops. Can you tell us a bit about this?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am very proud of the work that I do in connecting contemporary art making to older and elder members of our community and supporting that process of what I would call aging well, or kind of cultural wellness through connection. And through the weaving workshops and art making workshops that I run, that really is about making sure conversations or yarning is part of the process of connecting with people where they are now as they age. And, you know, it's not so much about, you know, sparking memories, but a continuity of culture as we talk to each other and this sort of shared space of feeling like we belong.
Oh, that's great. And are they down in Wollongong or are they in Sydney?
Yeah, there's a few different places that So through the Museum of Contemporary Art, you know, that program is really located there, but also I take the program out into Western Sydney and into the communities where they would like me.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds good. You get to travel.
I do. It's really nice.
Yeah. Now, you are also a featured artist at Sculpture in the Gardens. Does this type of outdoor installation highlight your best works? Or your work best?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question too. I really enjoyed that experience. And I think that, you know, for me, being able to bring artworks into outdoor spaces is really special because you just never know what you're going to get in many ways. You know, you really are working with the environment and country as it is and not trying to push it to sit in a way that we want it to, but just really working with the spaces that we have available. So that particular work, that won the People's Choice this year at Wollongong Botanic Sculpture in the Gardens, which was really beautiful to be recognised in that way. And the artwork used natural eco-dyed silks and my woven flying foxes to really talk about connections to place and family belonging.
Mm-hmm. And now this Indigenous Art Award that you're a finalist, has the winner been announced yet?
No. So that's coming up through August, and the exhibition will run throughout the year. There's also, a virtual way to see that exhibition. But yeah, so that's I'm excited to be attending that in person to witness all of the beautiful artworks that are part of the final exhibition.
And what would it mean if you won it?
Well, my artwork is in the category of the Wanjuk Marika Memorial 3D Art Award, which is for sculpture specifically and an Emerging Artist Award. I believe the prize, there is prize money associated with that, but really it would just be such an honour to be recognised amongst so many wonderful you know, First Nations voices, because that really is, when, you know, I was having a little look through the online entries the other day, and I was just struck by the broader story of cultural pride, you know, this shared pride that even though so many of us come from all around country, there really is that theme of cultural strength that's echoed across all of the entries.
Well, good luck, you know, in the whole thing, in the exhibition. I hope you do well, you know.
Thank you.
First, second or third, I don't know. Do they have second and third prizes?
No, they don't. But, you know, to be chosen amongst, you know, only 71 artists across the whole of all of the entries, that's just such an incredible honour to just be part of it. So I'm just thrilled.
Okay. Well, good luck, and thank you for talking with us today, Virginia.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That was multi-award-winning artist Virginia Keft, and check out her works if you're looking to reconnect to country and our rich Australian nature. If you'd like to have an inside look at her process and art style, check out her weaving workshops across New South Wales. And you can also check out Virginia Keft's website for more information. Or just look on our 2SCR website and you can hear that all over again.